Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. This morning, let's explore the principle of happiness unfolding as our life in the now. It was Khalil Gibran who pointed out that God is not in our heart. We are in the heart of God. The realization that everything that has been and everything that will be is all happening at once in the mind of God leads us to the metaphysical reality that now is that which is important within us. And there's a reason for this. Dr. Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind textbook on page 597, is talking about happiness, and his definition is happiness, a state of inner peace, a consciousness of the goodness of God and the beneficent attitude of the universe, a realization that joy can come to every person. Now, let's look at the concept again. We are in a ever-recurring now, which leads us, as the mystics have known, to the realization that now is the only real time. It's God's time. It's time, if we understand this, for us to be happy, for us to be joyous, for us to embrace the beautiful, to share, to love, to live. What a beautiful thing it is to recognize that if we think about yesterday and the day before, and the month before, and the year before, and the decade before, we realize that it was all the thinking of all that time that brought us to this moment, that brought us to today, that brought us to you and me sharing this time together. Yesterday, we thought our way into today's experience. Tomorrow, what's going to happen? We're going to reap the results of the thinking, feeling, acting, and reacting we do today. This is why we have the wonderful Creative Thought magazine to share a positive idea for each and every day in a beautiful and loving way, to describe in consciousness what is already true of you, not to make something happen. This morning, I would like to share my treatment from the Creative Thought magazine for this month. I begin with a quote from Charles Schulz, wonderful creator of Peanuts, and we all love him. He said these wonderful words, "Life is a 10-speed bike. Most of us have gears we have never used. Life is a 10-speed bike. Most of us have gears we've never used." Listen to the treatment. This is my treatment for this month in the Creative Thought magazine, and as you listen to it, hear it in first person, and know it is good enough to be true as you. God is my strength. The intelligence and spirit of the universe is everything I am. The power of God is the source of my strength. My vitality is enhanced as I embrace and celebrate myself as a thinking, willing, knowing, and loving center of unlimited life. I think about what I think about and know I am wanted, needed, and loved. I exercise my right to give the best of myself as my perfect self-expression is honored. Love permeates everything I do and blesses every life I touch. The joy of my positive awareness builds my healthy mind, body, and experience. Today, I remember that God is love everywhere at once. My stress-free experience is constantly unfolding from the nature of my dominant thoughts, which are centered in balance and knowing. Love motivates my understanding, my thinking, and my inspiration. My thoughts are my own. I am a mighty moving power of love in action. I gratefully let this be my way, and so it is. Gratefully let it be your way today, my friends. Gratefully know that if you have been sad or downcast or depressed over anything, it is time for you to discover a new joy of living, to discover a new joy of living in a wonderful and beautiful way, to feel the loving presence of infinite love that is around you, through you. It is everything you are. The challenge is to know it and know you know it. And then act like you know it. Know as it knows. What's happened to a lot of people? What's happened to us in our time before we understood the best of ourselves? We find ourselves putting desperate concepts in the way of truth. We find ourselves depriving ourselves of the abundant good that infinite life always makes available to us. All we have to do, as the master teacher said, is let go and let God to do what we can do if we understand the principle that it is done unto us as we believe, not if we believe. Know today with me that God is in this instant, right now, right where you are. Know with me today that now is the only time you have to enjoy this good that is always yours. Accept the privilege of living this day wisely, my friends. What happens if you choose to do this? Well, one of the beautiful things that happens is joy and peace begin to unfold from you. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin where? With somebody else? No, let it begin with you. I let it begin with me. We must do it from our own perspective. The world will change when we see the world in a new way. Your world will change when you begin to see it in a new way. To see your home, your family, your friends, your work, your opportunity, your talent, your creativity, your uniqueness in a new and beautiful way. You can do it. You know, when you do this, something begins to unfold from you in a more abundant way. And that's probably something that we can all experience more. I'm talking about laughter. Laughter brings happiness and encouragement to everything that we do. It helps fulfill every constructive thought we think. I have the ability, and so do you, to gratefully accept the blessing of infinite life. How? With a cheerful heart. And when we do this, what happens is this. We find ourselves what metaphysical teachers have been teaching forever, and that is that our challenge is to discover how to live with an attitude of gratitude. I love what Dr. Ernest Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook on page 112. The doorway to the absolute stands open at the center of our intuitive perception. What is your intuitive perception today, my friends? Is it coming from a cheerful heart, a happy, secure concept of self unfolding? Know today that you have the opportunity to become more and more and more aware of your growth in understanding. Every day that passes, allow yourself to understand that you are moving forward from yesterday in a new and happier way. No matter how good it is, you can let go and let it get better. Be glad today. Be glad for the knowledge of infinite life is the very truth of your being. It is life and light and love of what? Of all there is, and that includes you. Self-existent one. My wonderful teacher, Dr. Craig Carter, used to have us affirm, and then he would ask us to think about the affirmation after we said it. Affirm it for yourself today and think about the concept of it in action as your life. Affirm, I believe in God and we are one. I believe in infinite life and we are one. I believe in immaculate mind and we are one. I believe in the spirit of love and we are one, because it's all one thing. Be happy today. Let that cheerful heart that is waiting for you to choose to be it in action come forth as you. And right now, in this new and greater awareness of life, know that the spirit within you is the source of your ability, is the source of your wisdom, it is the source of your strength, It is the source of your honor, of your glory, and of your health. Why is this? It is true because the Spirit in you is the one life, and you are the offspring of the infinite, the living infinite. Give thanks today, my friends, for the blessing of divine guidance in your life, coming from your own awareness, coming from your own awareness of the lessons you've learned as you move through life, the strength you gain for making the wrong decisions. Now you know what not to do. Allow yourself to move forward and know, as we pointed out earlier in the program, that today is the result of all your yesterdays and the thinking that was involved in all your yesterdays. It got you to today. Challenge yourself today and wake up and say, what do I want to appear tomorrow? And think as if it's so. Give thanks. Give thanks for the blessing of infinite intelligence as you. And when you do this, what you are establishing and maintaining in you as you is the truth of you, which is health and success and love and happiness, and it is yours by right of consciousness. For this knowledge, we can all gain by picking up and reading a book or hearing somebody on the radio or going to a Religious Science Unity Divine Science lesson on Sunday morning. We can find ourselves in class hearing these principles, but the challenge is to move from knowing about it to knowing that it knows. You see, the knowledge on your part is nothing more than you're waking up to the awareness that you are in charge of the infinite earthly plan you are experiencing. Give thanks for greater good. Give thanks for a happier, healthier idea of you. I was talking to someone the other day, and I have a chapter in my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, on the heartbeat of the infinite. And I point out in my book that teaching people how to live at the level of their highest potential is the most important of all arts. The key to this experience unfolds by way of attitude. The attitude of a cheerful heart, the attitude of success, the attitude of answer finding instead of problem finding. You see, my friends, attitude is the backbone of a positive spiritual, mental, and physical state of awareness. A cheerful heart attitude unfolding as you is moving forward in a positive and healthy way. All thinking people know an optimistic attitude toward life evolves vigorous and healthy living. Likewise, we can look at negative people and see very clearly that a negative, pessimistic, tentative approach to life develops limitation and a habit of blaming their bad luck on fate or on misfortune or on God or in whatever else they can come up with. A worry-free mind views life as refreshing. A worry-free mind views life as loving. A worry-free mind views life as challenging, knowing it is a waste of time and energy to worry. You see, worry, my friends, is nothing more than faith is everything. It's a negative application of faith. It's faith that everything is going to go wrong. Why not use faith in a positive way?
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
The Master Teacher Jesus is quoted as saying, "It is done unto us as we believe." This means what? It means that by way of our belief, we are forever directing the creative power to bring joy or unhappiness as our experience. We can bring happy or unhappy into our life experience by way of choice. You may not be choosing everything that is happening to you on the outside, but you're certainly choosing how to deal with it. You see, by way of your belief, you are ever, forever, as I said before, directing the creative power in you as you to bring joy or to bring unhappiness. Where? Into your experience. You see, once we know how important our beliefs are to us, we will be less concerned about the thoughts of others. You see, if you think somebody's think something terrible about you, what's bothering you is not what they think, it's what you think they think. We are a seed after our own kind, we are told. The seed of life is what? The seed of life, my friends, is our consciousness. Our consciousness is our thought, ideas, and words. The greatness of each person is a thing we cannot see. The power of God in us as us is what it is. And it's in everyone, everywhere, no matter what religion they are, race they are, background they are. We are each an equal part of the presence of God that is within everyone. I love what it says in the Torah. In Hebrews 11:3, where it points out, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We change an appearance only by doing what? By changing the action that produced the experience. And we know every action begins with an idea in mind. Ultimately, our own consciousness must be in accord with divine perfection if we would experience abundance, harmony, and health. This eternal gift is the eternal gift of life, and it has been proclaimed throughout the age by the wise, the good, and the great. Every person has the ability to become one with the heartbeat of the universe and flow with an affirmative attitude. Everyone can have a body, life, and world free from disease and see the events of life unfolding in harmony and successful accomplishment. The lack and limitation in our lives cease to exist, my friends, when we cease to create and nourish them. They wither away. They wither away from lack of thought and lack of belief that sustains them. What are you sustaining in your own life, or what have you been sustaining you would like to stop sustaining and start something new? Our challenge over and over and over again is to recognize this is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to be new in it. I choose to pay attention to my attitude and be new in it. Regretting mistakes, harboring old griefs, wallowing around in sorrow of something that has gone, maintaining a grief over the loss of loved ones, or maybe a lost cause. You see, when we live in the past, we cannot hope to receive the blessings life holds for us. Someone said, who was passing, and she looked around to the people around her who loved her, and they said to her, "I love you." And she said back, "Every time you shed a tear, all you're doing is saying, 'I love you.' Every time you shed a tear about yesterday, what you need to do is allow yourself to say, 'Yes, I am maybe grieving the loss of it, but I now give birth to my new now. And I use the beautiful of yesterday, the confusion of yesterday, the bad choices of yesterday as a launching pad into where I can be.'" You see, this is allowing yourself the celebration of spiritual progress, which is yours, my friends, by right of consciousness. If we desire spiritual progress, all we have to do is let go of unhappy experiences, old resentments, old hates, old failures. And if we're going to do this, all we have to do is wake up and recognize that if we are willing to put off the old and become a new person, the transformed person in God's perfect image is a manifestation and a celebration that is yours by right of consciousness. It is anyone in action that chooses to do this, accepting the lessons we've learned from the past and taking the best with us. What happens? Time begins to move forth in a new way, and we boldly step forward into a new level of fruitful living, of happy living, of healthy living. You can begin this morning, my friends. You can begin this by right of consciousness, by knowing that this very moment you are planting a new idea, that you find this radio program this morning was worth your time, because a new idea coming forth as you is now ready, willing, and able to become fulfilled as your event. Planting images in your mind of those things you wish to experience and knowing they are good enough to be true is a change for the better. So this morning, can you see yourself as friendly? Can you see yourself as outgoing? Can you see yourself as love in action? Can you see yourself as tolerant and loving of everyone around you? Can you imagine yourself today to be the image of being generous, of viewing every person from a high viewpoint of God, of love, of infinite life? Can you allow yourself today, by right of choice, to choose to be a progression of positive being, the power of positive purpose in action? If you make a mistake, pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and get started again. What's the old Thomas Edison story where somebody asked him, how many light bulbs have you tried to make that didn't work? He said, 2013. They said, what good is that? He said, we know 2013 ways not to do it. He finally found the right one. There's a light that's ready to turn on in your life, my friends. All you have to do is keep flipping the switch until it happens. The challenge is to know that the light you're looking for is you. That you light up your world. You light up your life. You are the unfoldment. As we talked about in the opening Spiritual Mind Treatment from the Creative Thought Magazine at the beginning of the program, God is my strength. God is your strength. So today, my friends, know there is one Creator. Know there is one God. Know there is one presence. Acknowledge your oneness with it today. Know that you cannot be separated from your good. Your good is ever expanding as a limitless presence in your life. Know this is true. Begin to look for it. If it's opportunity you need, know that it's looking for you as you're looking for it. If it's a new job, if it's a new experience in life, a new relationship, a change for the better in a relationship, if it's health, whatever it is, what you're looking for is looking for you, and there's nothing in the way of you discovering each other in the right time, in the right way. Embracing it before you ever see it is the manifestation of knowing and knowing that you know. Let go of every old definition and begin to move forward with a new definition of you. Embrace the new. Remember, the great teachers have told us throughout the age, both East and West, that if we embrace the new, our life is transformed. So know today that your life is transformed for you by fresh ideas. Is what you think what you think? Think about what I just said. And if your ideas are moving you in the wrong direction, change your mind and you'll change your life. Life is transformed for you and me by fresh ideas, new activities, a greater breadth of vision, and a wider scope of accomplishment does what? It becomes our experience. I perceive reality in a new way today. My friends, you have the opportunity today to do something wonderful, and that is with serene confidence. Move forward. Know that you have right now found yourself in the middle of a celebration of what life has to offer. Know today that the best is right where you are unfolding. Love is unfolding.
Be thankful for your changed outlook. Let go of the past completely in this acceptance of abundance, of creative living, and know that abundance, health, happiness, and creative living is yours now and always, and let it be your way. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont, California. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson in Fremont. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. Take a right and you'll be in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Thank you for sharing this time with me this morning. And let the power of positive purpose, again, be your wonderful way.
Tonight, June 3rd at 7:30 p.m., we begin a new Wednesday evening lecture series on letting go. For the next 3 Wednesdays, join legendary minister and teacher Dr. J. Scott Neal as he presents Let Go and Let Life, Let Go and Let Love, Let Go and Let Health. On Wednesday, June 24th at 7:30 p.m., we move into summer with a special World Peace Meditation, and our lecture that evening is entitled Children as Teachers of Peace. Please join us. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, right here on 1450 AM.